from Petoskey to Detroit. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Folks, good Tuesday morning to you. It is the third day of August 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hamlin, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. If you miss any portion of the show, you can listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio. And I am at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good Tuesday morning to both of you. August 3rd, time's flying right by. It was like January took forever, February took forever, March took forever. Then it was just April, May, June, July.
Maybe the freedom that we've had the last few months has helped that. I don't know. But, yeah, this year has flown by. I've seen everybody saying, oh, time to get the Halloween decoration. No, it's not.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Halloween decorations?
We can wait. We can wait.
Halloween decorations? It's 2 months away. What are people doing with Halloween decorations now?
I mean, really almost 3 months away.
Yeah, the beginning of end of October, right?
Yeah, 3 months away. What's the matter with you people? Halloween decorations. Tell you what, that phone back over there, man. That sounds like it's a good time. It's early too. That is right off the rip, isn't it? Just welcome. Getting into the action early is what we like to see. We had some breaking news on the NFL side of things. NBA free agency was crazy yesterday. Guys signing dotted lines for tons of money all over the place. A lot of, a couple of signing trades that went down that were very, very surprising in regards to, like New Orleans. What are they doing? Like, what? Wasn't Zion's camp just unhappy that they weren't doing enough, and now New Orleans loses a big piece to their organization? So we had the signing trade go through with Miami, the Detroit Pistons trying to make some moves. Lots happening last night. All throughout the day yesterday during NBA free agency. Let's get to our Meyer Supercenter guest line. That's where Noah is at. Noah, good morning to you, my man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. What's on your mind?
I see the original six behind you. Which one of those do you think will win the Stanley Cup?
Which one will win the Stanley Cup first?
Yes.
It's got to be Boston. I would assume. They're the ones that have been closest. So I would go with Boston. I think
Montreal. You never are we just counting out Montreal because of their
fluke season?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the Canadian division. That was a fluke season, and we saw the proof in the pudding there that they were not. They could play in the playoffs, but they didn't belong playing for it all. So I'll go with maybe Boston out of that list. The Rangers, that's never gonna have Toronto. Like, come on. Blackhawks introduced Marc-Andre Fleury yesterday, so exciting for them, but it's not 2010 anymore, so yeah, I'll go. I think I'm pretty confident with Boston. What do you guys think?
I mean, Montreal got there last year. I'm not saying, I mean, that wasn't even a month ago, but I don't know. I think they, if Carey Price stays hot, they have a shot every year.
The real question is, which team will win a title first, the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Detroit Lions?
Mm. I don't know. It's been a long time. Noah, man, appreciate the call this morning. That's for sure. You can dial us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Which team wins first, the Maple Leafs or the Lions? I would say the Lions. I really do, man. I mean the Kool-Aid is coming out of like a fire hose at this point. And I know it does this happen every year. Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
I mean every year though, but it's never this enjoyable. Like last year, I feel like we had to add so much sugar to the Kool-Aid that, you know, we all got diabetes from it, right? You know, this year.
And by like week one, we were adding vodka to the Kool-Aid.
Or arsenic, whatever floats your boat. But it does kind of feel like this year might be different. Even if this year does turn into sort of a, oh, I don't know what's the best way to put this, sort of a Detroit Pistons kind of season where it's like, hey, they're competitive, but they're losing, and this season's going to yield a high draft pick. Like, even if that does happen, I'm still okay with what this team is doing, as long as they show improvement. That's where I think that, you know, most fans should be really focused and paying attention to. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
What do we always say on the show? Availability is an ability. Well, this is what has always hurt Carson Wentz. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is going to have foot surgery. Out now 5 to 12 weeks, according to head coach Frank Reich. He had felt a twinge in his foot. He rolled and planted the throw late on Thursday's practice, and he's met with multiple doctors, and the guy just can't stay healthy. Like, it is what it is. It's just been surgery after surgery, injury after injury, and, you know, things are now drastically different for the Colts. Dude, should they go out and get Nick Foles now? Should they make a move for Nick Foles? I mean, he's just chilling in Chicago anyways, throwing to third stringers. I mean, he's not going to jump the depth chart. So, I mean, why not? You got to find some sort of answer there. Philadelphia Eagles rookie wide receiver Devontae Smith is going to miss 2 to 3 weeks with a sprained MCL, according to sources. That doesn't look good for a team with a really poor history of trying to keep receivers healthy. But for Devontae Smith to sprain his MCL already in camp, that's not good. Atlanta Hawks star point guard Trae Young agreed to the max extension worth up to $207 million over 5 years. My goodness, that's a lot of money. Chicago Bulls landed Lonzo Ball in a sign-and-trade agreement worth 4 years, $85 million. They also signed Alex Caruso for $37 million. I don't understand why the Alex Caruso thing is even newsworthy. Like, that guy, I mean, he's a pro player. I'll give him that. Outside of that, really not too worried about it. Chris Paul resigns with the Suns on a four-year deal worth up to $120 million. That's going to take him all the way to like 48. Dude's going to be old as hell. The Miami Heat have landed Kyle Lowry and retained Duncan Robinson on a five-year, $90 million deal. So get this. They get Kyle Lowry on the sign-and-trade. That sends Precious Achiuwa and Goran Dragic, and the sign-and-trade sends them north. Duncan Robinson signs a five-year, $90 million deal. Easy for me to say. That deal is the largest ever for an undrafted player. Largest ever. Congratulations to Duncan. That's a whole hell of a lot of cash right there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander agrees to a five-year, $172 million maximum rookie contract extension with the Oklahoma City Thunder, so SGA will be there for quite some time. The NHL and the International Olympic Committee are unable to agree on expanded media rights deal for 2022 Winter Olympics. I'm not sure what that means, but the league will still intends to play and send its players to Beijing. I don't know. What's an extended media deal? What does that even mean? What, you're not going to be on NBC? Good. If anything, the Olympic Committee should have their ears open. Quarterback, get this, Quinn Ewers, who basically looks like Joe Dirt, the number two prospect in the 2022 class, is skipping his senior season. He's able to join the Buckeyes immediately and eligible to compete in fall camp. What is that? Since when can you skip your senior year of high school to go to college? How does that happen?
I saw his tweet last night and read it. I guess he only has one class to complete this fall.
How?
Summer school.
I mean, I had enough credits to graduate as a junior.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, if high school kids, you just need like two summer schools, and then you're done.
We'll step aside. We'll talk more about the NBA free agency madness from yesterday next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated person.
This week at Meijer, buy more and save more on items across the store. Coca-Cola or Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $12 when you buy 3 or more, plus deposit where applicable. Meijer shredded or sliced cheese is 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. And get 2 for $7 of 2 or more Arm & Hammer liquid laundry detergent. You even save on hair care with 2 for $12 Garnier Fructis or Whole Blend shampoo or conditioner pumps when you buy 2 or more. Everything you need at your neighborhood Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Tigers off last night. They'll begin the first of three tonight against the Boston Red Sox. Close out the weekend with the Cleveland baseball team. You can get that Red Sox game tonight, Valley Sports Detroit, 7:10 first pitch time. Shep and company on the call there on Valley Sports Detroit. So that's what's happening with the Tigers. Three at home against Boston, and they hit the road, head to Cleveland for three, and then they'll go to Baltimore after that and return home against Cleveland. So they'll end both this week and the following week against the Cleveland baseball team. Back in NBA free agency, there was one big signing for the Pistons so far, and it didn't take very long, but it's Kelly Olynyk. He's going to sign a three-year, $37 million deal. The Toronto native joined the Pistons after the Pistons dealt Mason Plumlee to the Charlotte Hornets and waived three players over the weekend as well. What exactly does he bring? Well, with last year with the Miami Heat, he averaged 10.6 rebounds, two assists, and about 26 minutes per game. At the trade deadline, Miami dealt him to the Houston Rockets, where you know he got an expanded role, had more touches, and averaged just shy of 20 points on 55% shooting from the field, about 40% from three. And on top of that, added about 8.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1.5 steals per game. Now, Olynyk began his career with the Boston Celtics, where he earned all-rookie second team. He was drafted 13th overall out of Gonzaga. He's 30 years old, joining the Pistons now with Killian Hayes, Beef Stew, Sadiq Bey, Saven Lee, Cade Cunningham and company. And, of course, Jeremy Grant. I like Kelly Olynyk when he was with the Boston Celtics. Trying to find the right role for him to fit, I think, is obviously that's the biggest question. And trying to, hopefully make sure that Kelly can get in there and have a positive impact on this Detroit Pistons team. But here comes the but, right? I said this about You know, the Mason Plumlee, 3 years, $37 million isn't terrible. It's just over $12 million a year, average annual value. The third year is a team option, so they could wipe him out after that if necessary. I just, it's not really a big splash. His name is rumored along with Tim Hardaway Jr. I like Timmy Hardaway a lot. I'm glad they didn't make that deal. I'm glad they did not chase that. I am glad that they just decided to go another direction and leave the roster where it's at. I think that was way too much money. Nerlens Noel was off the board, much more athletic than Kelly Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk, a much better shooter. I don't know. Last time I questioned what Troy Weaver was doing, it was the Mason Plumlee contract, which I didn't love at the time, and the fact that they dealt him away and he was making, I forget, what was it, $8, $10 million a year? So this is a little bit more expensive for Kelly Olynyk. I just really liked what Mason Plumlee brought to the table. I really do. And for him to, you know, for Troy Weaver to send him to Charlotte, I think was kind of eye-opening. At least it was to me, because it was like, okay, you know, there's a guy that I thought was playing relatively well for this team, all things considered, and you know, now he's gone. And see ya. So interesting moves there. Now, for this Detroit team as well, this is a team that's, of course, they're going to be a work in progress, right? Everything is going to be a work in progress for this crew and Troy Weaver moving forward. But some of the, some of the other options for this team and what they decided to do aren't terrible. You know, I'm going to try not to be mad about Olynyk's $37 million. It's not my $37 million. Free agent forward Trey Lyles has agreed to a 2-year, $5 million deal. So that's, I don't know what that really does for anybody. I don't necessarily think it moves the needle. But free agent guard Corey Joseph and the Detroit Pistons reached a 2-year agreement for $10 million as well. One of the bigger surprises, I think, free agent guard Wayne Ellington has joined the Lakers. So the Lakers finally got some shooting. I mean, they added Trevor Ariza, for God's sakes, in Russell Westbrook, and they were still looking to get more. And it's like, dude, you guys got to better find some shooters out here. You guys are going to be in big trouble. Derrick Rose also got a 3-year, $43 million deal to return to the New York Knicks, which I think is just awesome. Good for him. Never thought in a million years that he was going to get another payday, and here he is. I don't know how you wouldn't be able to be happy for him, because that's everything that he's been through. I think that's well worth it. That much is for sure. The Chicago Bulls getting Lonzo Ball from the New Orleans Pelicans. Not really sure what the Pels are thinking there. Look, I'm not a fan of any of the Ball kids, but they're good players. I don't like them because I don't like their father. So I try not to hold my personal beefs against their dad, against the player. But I don't know what the New Orleans Pelicans to get Satoransky and Garrett Temple in exchange, neither one of which is as good as Lonzo Ball. So big time head scratcher. As you can see on the screen, Chris Paul, 4 years, $120 million. Jared Allen, I loved him with the Brooklyn Nets. Never thought they should have let him go. But he's, you know, you cannot have the big three and have guys, you know, on 5-year, $100 million deals like Jared Allen just signed. Duncan Robinson, who we mentioned, 5 years, $90 million. Lonzo Ball, 4 years, $85 million. Mike Conley, another contract for him. The oft-injured Mike Conley, 3 years, $72 million. Devontae Graham, 4 years and $47 million. Then Alex Caruso made Ryan's graphic at the bottom of the list, 4 years, $37 million. Alex Caruso made your list, huh? You want to give him a little TV shine?
It's just going by... as you can see, by the most valued contract. So it was from the most to the least that were notable. Caruso's a notable name because he played with LeBron for 2 years.
That's what makes him notable. Good bag for him, though. That's a real contract. Like, in 4 years and $37 million, 4 years, $47 million, like, that sounds, like, believable. Chris Paul, 4 years, $120 million. Like, I like Chris Paul and everything, but $30 million a year?
I think by the end of this contract, his career earnings is going to be at $420 million.
Oh, my goodness. $420 million? This is the deals floating around yesterday. Do you remember a couple years ago when the TV rights deal was kicking in? They had all that money that they had to spend for the salary.
I'll never forget Timofey Mozgov got like a 4-year, $80 million deal, like day one, to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, I need to train my son to be the 12th guy on the NBA bench.
How do we get him up there? Tyler Johnson signed a $40 million deal. It was just crazy, right? The amount of money that
all we one of us has to just raise a Brian Cardinal. That's all we need. That's it.
Brian Cardinal, that's it. Chris Kamen would work. You just need one freak, right? You just need one guy that, you know, you have a baby, next thing you know, the kid's like 7'6". Then you have a chance. Everything else is kind of like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Now, this is no disrespect to Duncan Robinson.
Oh, boy. Listen to this disrespect.
No, no, no. Would you want the Pistons to sign him for 5 years, $90 million?
Oh.
Like, I get Miami doing it, but it's just like if I was – it's like good for him.
I don't think that works in the Pistons' plan.
Right. Yeah. Like I say, I get Miami doing it, but it's just like that's a lot for a guy that just shoots three-pointers.
Right, and we still don't know where we're at. And I just think that that kind of money for...
Like I said, it's not disrespect. I'm not trying to disrespect him because, like, go get your money. You earned it with Miami.
Right. And that's your role. And
right.
That's what... They are prepared. Like, that's your fit for that.
That just is like... It's like, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
I think it's just more... I wasn't expecting him to get that much. I think that's what's throwing me off about it.
What, almost $20 million
a year? Yeah.
That's crazy. Almost $20 million.
Because I just didn't know if Miami could afford that.
Yeah, I don't know how Miami's doing anything right. Who's cooking their books? That's what I want to know. The Lakers. I mean, they got the Lakers cap issue.
Well, the Lakers are over the cap with just their three guys.
It's crazy. With Russell, AD, and LeBron. It's like, well, how, you know, good, pay the luxury tax. But I wish that the cap was in such a way that you couldn't even cross it. Like, if you crossed over, like, that's it, you're done. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this. We're going to talk more about the Pistons draft with the coach, Kyle Barlow, next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.